Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Looking to you, Lord. We want you to go with us. Stand by
in a mighty, special way. Look on your people everywhere throughout the whole wide world. We want you to touch, oh Lord. We want you to give strength and have mercy, oh Lord. Encourage your people. Oh my God, you've been in trying times, and we need some confirmation, some comfort. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls, oh Lord, those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We pray that you touch them right now. Sister and Deacon Gatewood, touch them, oh Lord. Touch their daughter. Touch the mother, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord, lift the burden of our heart. Bless and make a way for them. Oh, my God, console them in this trying time. Oh, look on Mary Edmund. Touch her right now, Lord. Help her come back to you. To give her life back to you. Oh, my God, have mercy, oh, Lord. Come on, the forgiven bride. Touch her, Jesus. Give her strength. Help her, oh, Lord. We know you're able. We know you've got the power. We pray that you look upon every name that is listed on the prayer list. All those far and near, we want you to touch them, oh Lord. Stay healed and forgiven. Deliver, Lord. Forgive sins and blot out of transgression. Have mercy, oh Lord. We know thou art a merciful God. We need mercy. We need you, Jesus. Help us right now, Lord. While we're praying and while we're waiting, we need you to stop by here.
Mercies come also unto me, O Lord, salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast called me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thank God for the Lord's 119th number of Psalm, the 41st throughout the 56 verses. And we just, again, want to thank you all so much for tuning in. If you would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth on the show here, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-27-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on the prayer list, requesting prayer this time. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Elder Jerry Bennett and the members of Grace Temple are on teleconference service on Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go to the website, leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like your name added to the prayer list, someone else's name, if you have a petition, you can also feel free to go to the comment section of tonight's broadcast and leave it there. Also, you can call our guest line if you are feeling bold. You might have a song you want to sing or a scripture you'd like to share, an encouraging word or a testimony, or if you're a clergy and you'd like to give remarks after the word, feel free to call our guest line. The phone number is 978-990-5270. Again, that's 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 212-310. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Just going to sing a portion of this song. I want to be a flower of Christ. I want to be one of his disciples. I want to walk in the newness of life. Oh, let me be a flower of Christ. I want to be a flower of Christ. I want to be one of his disciples. I want to walk in the newness of life. Oh, let me be a flower of Christ. Oh, what do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk? Each and every day, tell me how much does it cost to carry the cross? Let me be a flower of Christ. Want to be a flower of Christ. I want to be one of his disciples. I want to walk in the newness of life. Let me be a flower of Christ. What do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? Tell me how much does it cost to carry the cross? Let me be a follower of Christ. What do I have to do? What do I have to say? How do I have to walk each and every day? Tell me how much does it cost to carry the cross? Let me be a follower of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of events with Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
The Lord, glory to God for that beautiful scripture that was read. The word of God is powerful. I thank the Lord for that scripture and for the song that was sung. I want to be a follower of Christ. Nobody is making me be a follower, but
amen.
I want to be, glory to God, a follower of Christ. I don't want to be a follower of the world. I don't want to take on the worldly ways, but I want to be a follower of Christ in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So we thank God for that beautiful selection. Some of you have the time. And at this time, we're not going to hold up the time, but we want to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God on tonight. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm grateful and thankful to the Lord for blessing us to be back on the air. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in on tonight, and I thank God for your prayers and for your support, and we just thank God for the opening prayer and also for the scripture and the song, everything that's been said and done thus far. And at this time, we're going to prepare for a brief word of prayer that we may go into the word of God. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come to you right now asking, Lord, that you would minister unto us through your word. O God, let your word have free course. We ask, Lord, that your word will go out and reach every heart, every listener. Let it be a blessing to each and every one and according to the need. In the name of Jesus, O God, we believe you right now and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We ask it all in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for blessing us to come together once again. And I'm so glad to be on the Lord's side. Praise God. And as we stated, this is a personal decision. I want to be a follower of Christ. This is something you have to make up your own mind. It's as to what you want to do. Praise the Lord. Nobody is going to make you follow Christ. But if you want to be a follower of Christ, he will surely show you the way. Praise be to God. In the word of God, we can find the path or the way that we should go in order to be a follower of Christ. Amen. And it's certainly worth it. I have found that it's worth the sacrifices, it's worth the tests and trials, it's worth whatever it is I have to endure or go through. Be a follower of Christ, thought of the greatness of the reward that the Lord has prepared for us. Amen. God has a crown for each one of us, and I want to receive that crown. Amen. I want the Lord to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I want to hear those words. Amen. This is why I want to be a follower of Christ. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us now prepare to go to the Word of God. If you will, get your Bibles, or if you already have them, go with me to the book of Acts. The first chapter, verses 1 through 11. That's the book of Acts, the first chapter, verses 1 through 11. And then St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 21 through 27. And Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 27 and 28. Praise the Lord. And I'm asking you to pray along with me. Pray for me.
Yes.
Praise be to God. And I feel a little bit scratchy in my throat, but I know that God is able, that he will have his way. As I yield myself to him, and whatever he wants, that's what I want. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us go to the book of Acts, the first chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight. And while they looked toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." St. Matthew 24, verse 21. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The ninth chapter, verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Amen. And my topic tonight is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And my theme is be ready when he comes. Praise the Lord. I'll start in the book of Acts. And I just began to think on the second coming of Jesus Christ is not like the first. He came in a manner that was very humble, praise the Lord, to demonstrate the power and the love of God toward mankind. Praise the Lord. God sent Jesus, and Jesus came in the same manner that we come into the world. He was born of a virgin named Mary. Hallelujah. A son would be given. Amen. A child would be given. And Jesus came to us in the form of flesh. Praise be to God. And that was his first coming. But the second coming of Christ is he's coming in all his glory. No more will he come in the flesh. Praise the Lord. But he's going to appear with his holy angels in all his glory, and everyone is going to behold him. For he left the earth, he was in his glorified state. At the time when God raised Jesus from the dead, and Jesus went to heaven, amen, and took on the same form that he had before he first came to the earth. And then he appeared to his disciples for 40 days after he had been raised from the dead by God. And he had chosen his apostles, praise the Lord, and then Jesus began to minister to them just before he was taken up. They're ministering to them. Amen. They were having a conversation with Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Jesus reminded them in the fifth verse of Acts, the first chapter, saying, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So they had seen Jesus for 40 days after he had risen. It was a short time from that period of time that they would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew what it would take for his disciples prepared for his second coming. And so he began to open up some things and open up their understanding to various things. And he also made them aware in the eighth verse of the power that they would receive after the Holy Ghost is come upon them. But then the disciples, they really didn't know what Jesus was going to do at that time, so they asked him concerning the kingdom of Israel if he was going to restore the kingdom at that time. You know, but sometimes we become so inquisitive and we want to know this and we want to know that. But Jesus told them that it's not for them to know the times or the seasons, because this was in the power of God. This was in God's own power. Amen. But he did make them aware that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon them, and they would also be witnesses unto him. And he explained the areas that they would cover, that they would witness for him. Amen. Praise be to God. And then when he had spoken this, all of a sudden he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. So they could no longer see Jesus on the earth with them. One minute he was standing there and ministering to them, and the next minute a cloud received him out of their sight. While they were standing there looking steadfastly toward heaven, no doubt trying to see where he went, two men stood by them in white apparel. These were the ministering angels of the Lord. And they appeared there and began to question the disciples, saying, "Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So there's no reason for people to wonder about the second coming of Jesus, because it is plainly stated here how he's going to come back, the manner in which he is going to return. Praise the Lord. Surely there will be a second coming of Jesus Christ, and he'll be coming in the clouds in the same way that he was taken up into heaven.
Yes.
And the 24th chapter of St. Matthew tells us about the great tribulation that will happen before his coming. Praise the Lord. It says, "There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." So we are in that time of tribulation. We can look around and see the signs of the times. We can see the judgment. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We can see the scriptures being fulfilled. And this should alert us that we are getting closer and closer to the second coming of Jesus. But will we be ready when he appears? Hallelujah. There's no reason not to be ready. There's no excuse accepted for not being ready, because the Lord has already told us before and warned us concerning his return. Amen. So let us take heed and prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. And this time when he comes, he's expecting us to be ready when he appears. Amen. Because he's coming quickly, and his reward shall be with him to give to every man according as our work shall be. So he's coming with
the reward, amen, to give unto us. Praise the Lord. So what manner of individual ought we to be when Jesus comes on the scene? Praise the Lord. Now, we have heard of some people who thought they knew that Jesus was coming on a certain day. They had the date already, and they had the time and everything. And people believed this falsehood. And they sold all their goods. And they went to the place where told Jesus was going to appear. But Jesus warned, saying that if they say he's here, don't believe it. If they say he's in the desert, don't go over there. Because nobody knows the day or the hour when Jesus is going to appear except the Father. Only God knows the day and the hour when the Lord is going to come. Hallelujah. But there are many false prophets out there, and they are deceiving so many people. Jesus said that they would show great signs and wonders, and this is why people are being deceived, because it seems to be coming from God, or it seems like they are angels of light. That seem like God sent them, because they're doing all these great things and this great signs and wonders, and so much that they're doing, it just seems like it's directly from God. But it's nothing but falsehood. Hallelujah. So don't be deceived. Don't allow these things to deceive you. Praise the Lord. Don't let the false prophets mislead you or misguide you. Glory to God. The song was saying, I want to be a follower of Christ. And people have gotten into sheep's clothing, and they're nothing but ravening wolves underneath. And they're leading people astray, never telling people that they have to repent of their sins. They're patting people on the back and saying, you're all right. Yeah, just pay your tithe, just pay your offering, and you got a special place in heaven. Praise the Lord. But your sins must be forgiven. You must accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why did Jesus tell you that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon them? Amen. Because they need that power to overcome down here from all the deaths and the trials, the tribulations, the temptation, and everything else. We need power. Amen. And if we don't have the power, we cannot stand. How can we be ready or prepared for the second coming of the Lord if we don't have the power to resist the temptation? Power to walk upright. Power to do what is right. Power to keep the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Power. Amen. To obey the voice of God. Amen. In the midst of adversity, power to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And not give up. We need that power. Because there will be no doubt threats on our side because of the stance we take for Christ. We may have to our very life for this ministry, for the work of the Lord. And we're going to need power in order to do that. For glory be to God. But let us be ready when Jesus comes. Praise the Lord. We ought to live every day ready for the coming of the Lord. Because we have been warned. Amen. Jesus has already warned us. So don't let these things that are happening around you distract you or cause you to become lackadaisical and feel like, oh, I have plenty of time, and oh, he's delayed his coming, and he's not going to come. He might just show up for you and call you out of the world. Praise be to God. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment Christ offered to bear the sins of many. He was offered as a sacrifice to bear the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. He already did everything for us. He made the way out of no way. He laid the foundation. Hallelujah. He's done everything, praise be to God, to redeem us. Hallelujah. He did it by shedding his own blood. And because he did this, we have no excuse for not being ready when he appears. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time unto salvation. He's coming to take us out of this world, praise the Lord, that we may reign with him, that we may abide with him, that we may be with him forever. Oh, glory be to God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We have to take off this corruptible flesh. Amen. Will this be your last day on the earth? Will you be taking your last breath this day, December the 3rd, 2021? Will this the last day that you are alive and walking around on this earth? Or will it be that your soul is required of you and you must give account? Hallelujah. You must answer that call to leave this world. When that appointment comes up and it's your time to go, there's no postponing, there's no rescheduling. You have to go when God says go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But know this. Jesus is going to return. And when he returns, be ready when he comes. We need to have power to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. He's not coming all the way down to the earth. He's not going to walk around on the earth. He's coming in the cloud. Hallelujah. He's going to be up in the cloud. And if we have this power that Jesus described in Acts 1:8, by this Holy Ghost power, we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We'll be raptured up him. Glory be to God. We will behold his majesty, his glory, and his honor. Oh, praise the Lord. We will see him for ourselves. Amen. One scripture says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, praise be to God. I want to be just like Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. What a day. What a great and mighty day. Praise the Lord. Do you love his appearing? Are you anticipating the second coming of Jesus Christ? Are you making preparation for his second coming? Making sure that you are ready when he comes. At any moment, it could be any day, any hour, because that day is going to come upon us as a thief in the night. But we don't have to be caught off guard, because we already know from the words that Jesus spoke that surely he is coming. We just don't know the day or the hour, but yes, he is coming. So why not be expecting him any day, hour, any moment? Even when we go to sleep, he could appear while we're sleeping. But if we went to sleep right, we can wake up right. Hallelujah. Thank glory you, be to God.
Yes, Lord.
If we do what is right, amen, you don't have to go to sleep in your sin and wake up lost.
My God.
Should Jesus come while you're sleeping.
Oh,
amen. Praise be to God. But don't allow anything to stay in your heart that is not right before you go to sleep at night. Be offended, anyone. You need to make amends. You need to go to them before you go to sleep at night. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what's going to happen while you're sleeping. You might not wake up the next day. Praise be to God. And in the hereafter, there is no repentance. There's no forgiveness. All of that has to take place before you die. You must repent and receive forgiveness of your sins before you die. Because in the hereafter, there's no forgiveness of sin. There's no seed of God. But know this, and I want to just emphasize that Jesus is coming the second time. Will you be ready when he comes? Do you have the power of the Holy Ghost? If you don't have that power, if your sins have not been forgiven, tonight you can receive forgiveness of sin, and you can receive the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. You can receive him this night. Glory to God. You don't have to put it off. You don't have to wait any longer. But if you become of a contrite spirit, amen, let your heart break up. Come, become godly sorry for the sins you have committed against God. Be sorry for doing these wrong things against God. If you can find it in your heart to repent and ask God to forgive you, the Lord will have mercy on you, and he will forgive you. But don't put it off. Don't wait until it's too late. So many have made that mistake by thinking that they would get another chance. And they had their last chance, and now they have no more chances. Praise the Lord. But wow, the blood is running warm in your veins right now while you're in your right mind. Praise be to God. I would encourage you to ask the Lord to have mercy. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask God to take away all of your sins. God will do it for you. Oh, praise the Lord. Anyone who has gone astray, who have backslidden on the Lord, oh, glory be to God. This is your opportunity to return unto him, to make it back to the Lord, amen, before it's too late, before he comes and kept you with your works undone. Oh, glory to God. It's time to come on back home. It's time to return unto the Lord and do the work that God has assigned unto you. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to restore you. He will do just that. Praise the Lord. If there's somebody that desiring to be made whole, desiring to be healed, tonight you can be healed. You are discouraged. You can be encouraged tonight. If you're carrying any heavy burden, the Lord is a burden bearer, and he will lift those burdens off of you. Glory be to God. The Lord loves you, and he wants to save you. Praise the Lord. Right now, he is preparing a special place just for us. And when he returns to receive us unto himself, we can be with him for eternity. That's what he's doing for us. Right now, while we're down here on this earth, the Lord is preparing a special place just for us. Well, glory be to God. And then he's going to come back, receive us unto himself, and we can be with him forever. Amen. At this time, let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord. And let us go to the Lord in prayer, believing God together. Come with your faith, trusting in the Lord. Come with a repentant heart, praise be to God, asking God for forgiveness. Come believing that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, hallelujah. Let us go to God and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call on your holy name, asking for forgiveness, asking for mercy. Oh, my Lord Jesus, please incline your ear and hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, look on that heart that is broken up tonight, that repentant heart, Lord. Please, Jesus, lay your hand upon them and touch their heart, touch their mind and their soul. Save them, Lord Jesus. Forgive their sins and take their sins away. In the name of Jesus, give them salvation, Lord. Open up their blinded eyes, that they may see, oh, glory to your name, Lord, your marvelous light. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to do all things, Lord, and we're depending on you. We're coming to you right now, God, on behalf of the backslider. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will have mercy and restore their souls. Help them, Lord, to return unto you. Please, my God, reclaim them. Wow, we're praying this prayer. Help somebody, Lord, to come back home and to make it back before it's too late. Jesus, please have mercy. Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. Jesus, we need a touch from you right now in the name of Jesus. Send on strength tonight, Lord. Send on power, my God. Send the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Let souls be delivered. Let souls be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power to do everything. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. And we're down here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We can't even pray, God, except you teach us how. We don't know what to pray for. Oh, my Lord. Lord, we need divine intervention. We need the intervention of the Holy Ghost to pray on our behalf. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way, Lord Jesus, and let your holy will be done. Lord, cause somebody to receive your word. Help us, Lord, to accept your word in our hearts. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be ready when you appear. Oh, Lord Jesus, whatever is not right in our hearts, oh God, whatever is in our lives that you're not pleased with, we ask for forgiveness. Please, my God, have mercy and forgive us, Lord. Work on us right now, Lord. Make us over. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover us under your blood, keep us and preserve us. Oh, blessed Savior, Lord God, you are our keeper. Lord, you are the keeper of our souls. Lord, we ask that you will please wrap your holy arms around us. And Lord God, let us feel the warmth of your love. Lord, take us through and help us to end. Oh God, don't let us be deceived by the falsehoods that surround us. But help us, oh God, to look to you, to trust in you, and to obey your word. Lord, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. Oh Lord God, one by one and name by name, look on every name that is written. Oh, Lord, in every family member that's represented by those names, we're asking you right now to bless abundantly, to move by your power, work wonders, oh God, and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, heal and deliver, Lord Jesus. Make everywhere whole. We know you're able to do all things. Remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, Lord, and we pray for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray for our church family. Oh, God, ever take us through and be close to us, Lord Jesus, during this difficult time. Remember the Marshall family, oh, Lord, and remember Mother Marshall. We pray, God, that you will ever comfort her and be by her side. Lord Jesus, bless that family, Lord. We know you're able, God. Remember the Gatewoods, oh God, have mercy, God, and their daughter and grandson, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Comfort that family. Lord, we know you're able, Jesus. Remember that of Cynthia, oh God, and the Anderson family. Ever comfort them, Lord, and be close to them, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will save in the family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, bereaved of their loved ones. We're asking you, oh God, to please be close to them, Lord, and to uphold them during this difficult time. Comfort them, oh God, to hold them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, God, that you will remember all of those whose names we did not call, that you know them by name. Lord, we ask for a special blessing, that you will bless them abundantly right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, let the blessing overtake them in the name of Jesus. Have your way and let your holy will be done. Lord, we believe it right now and we count it as done and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we thank you for all of your people everywhere. We thank you for blessing us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for preparing us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Lord God, help us to be ready when you appear, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, and when you call our name, help us, Lord, to be ready to answer that call in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you.
We thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this ministry, bless this broadcast, and everyone who is dialed in and tuned in. Lord, bless them right now with a special blessing. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Can somebody help me give the Lord thanks? Can somebody thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. And now at this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Amin. And truly, she preached under the anointing. And I enjoy the word of God coming through her, talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ and encouraging us to be ready when he comes. And she began to explain the difference between the first and the second coming of the Lord and how he comes. And when Jesus comes the second time, he's coming back in all of his glory. He's not coming in the fleshly form anymore, but he's coming with clouds, and every eye is going to see him. Nobody's going to have to tell anybody else, oh, look there, there's Jesus. You know, he's going to show himself to every person. Every eye is going to see him, and every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that he is the Lord. And like she began to talk about the people who begin to sell all their belongings, and, you know, because they trusted in the false prophet who told them they had it on billboards out here in Maryland when the date that Jesus was going to come back. And that day came and that day went. And, you know, they found themselves in the same place that they were waiting for him. That's where they found themselves the next day. So, you know, we can't believe the things that we hear. If they, like the Bible says, if they say, Jesus, he's here in the desert, don't go. Because he told us what's going to happen. No man knows the day, no man knows the hour that the Son of Man comes. We just have to be ready when he comes. And he's coming back soon. As she said, you know, we can see the scriptures being fulfilled. The days, they are so short. This year has gone by so fast. And this is for the elect, because if the days weren't short, no flesh could be saved. I enjoy the word of God. This was a judgment message. And I hope that whoever needed to take it, I took it for myself, but, you know, we all just take this in. He's coming back. He's soon to come. And I, Lord Jesus, I just want to be ready when he comes. And like she said, some people, they're waiting for him to come and, you know, to crack the sky and to come in a cloud. But he could come for you today, tonight. He could come for you tomorrow. You know, you might not make it to when he comes back for the world. But I want to be ready either way, whether he comes for me tonight or whether he comes, you know, or whether I see, whether I'm caught up to meet him in the air. I want to be ready when he comes for me. But I enjoy the word of God. Randall Maybell, if you have remarks, you may go ahead and give your remarks.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that message on the night. And that's one of my messages also.
I heard someone say, in order to be caught up,
you've got to be part of. I think that message comes to the end of coming. I want to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for those comments coming through. Evangelist Maybell, and thank God for her and her faithfulness and her willingness to be even a part of the ministry, and even for her own ministry that God has given unto her. And if any other ministers are on the line, if you want to mute yourselves and have remarks, you may do so. If you want to call into our guest line, if you would like to have remarks, the phone number is 978-990-7070, and the access code is 794-6408. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if there aren't any further remarks, I'm going to turn the remaining of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. I just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for everyone who has tuned in. We thank God for you. You have truly been there with us from the start till down to now, and we are so grateful. Thank God for your prayers and for your support and for all you do for this ministry. And may God bless you in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I pray that this word of God has been a blessing to you. And I just thank God for everything and for all that he's doing and the work that the Lord has allowed us to do. If it had not been for the Lord, we couldn't do this. But the Lord, he's the one that moves the way. He's the one that opened up that way. And I'm so grateful. Praise God. I'm happy that the Lord did this, because we were going through a pandemic and we weren't sure of what was going on. Amen. So I thank the Lord, because he really, really did this for us. And it's a blessing that we can dial in and still have our worship, our praise service. Amen. Give God glory. Give God honor. We can still do that. We don't have to stop. But thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for all things said and done. And Evangelist May, do you have anything additional? You might have been disconnected. Evangelist Khadija?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I really thank God for the word of God. I am encouraged and inspired, you know, like you said, just to keep on seeking the Lord, make sure that we're right so we can be ready when Jesus appears. And I just want to give that guest line number one more time if clergy wants to have remarks. The phone number to call is 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408, pound sign, hashtag. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do encourage and invite clergy to dial in using our guest line. And if you would like to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to do so, and we will be happy to hear from you. Amen. We thank God for you and for your prayers. If there's anything that we can do, you know, to help you in your ministry, we are glad to avail ourselves to do so. Amen. Is there anyone on who would like to give remarks? Any members of the clergy? My understanding is that someone is trying to call in, but
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, maybe the next time we are expected to be on air on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Maybe at that time we'll have some members of our clergy to call in the next time. Amen. So we do thank God for you. We thank God for your patience. And may the Lord bless you. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And again, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday at 3:30. Until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord and let us focus on the Word of God. Let us not forget the Word of God. Amen. Let us be ready at all times. Don't put it off, but be ready at all times. I'm going to say this and close out because the thought came to mind. Down south, this is mostly like a southern thing. You have to keep your house conditioned that you're expecting someone to stop by any time. Because we didn't have a telephone or cell phone or, you know, we didn't have email. Nobody could text us and say, yeah, I'll be there in a couple of hours. Or we didn't know they were coming. Or people would just decide they want to visit. And I remember we used to often get visits from our cousins who were in Florida. We didn't know that they were coming because we didn't have a telephone for them to call and say, well, we're on our way. So you kept your house so that in case somebody stopped by, it was in some kind of decent shape. Amen. So saying this with the Lord, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour.
All right.
Coming.
All right.
He's not going to forewarn you and say, yeah, I'll be there. You don't know
right.
The day or the hour. Only God knows that. But live a ready life. Amen.
Yes.
Live like you're expecting him to come at any moment.
Any moment.
Because we really don't know. Amen. Praise God. So let's keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Until Sunday, God bless you and good night.